My name's Stuart Morris. As human beings, we can relate to other people in many different ways, from those we feel warmest and closest to those who are mere acquaintances, to those who we feel are completely untrustworthy and have bad motivations. And as we live our lives, we also learn how to talk to ourselves, to relate to ourselves. We develop an attitude about ourselves, and this way of relating to yourself isn't something you consciously choose. It's something you've learned as you were growing up by your caregivers, your teachers, family, friends, peers related to you. Imagine someone who was raised in a family where they were taught to dislike and fear certain kinds of people. It's likely that such a person will take on those prejudices, at least to some degree, as an attitude, a habit, a set of assumptions, and they may carry those prejudices for many years until one day they start to see things from a new perspective, where they grow out of that old mindset, where they were raised to have, start viewing people equally and fairly. In the same way, if you have a feeling that you're bad and not good enough, it's likely that at some point in your life, you were taught that you weren't good enough. Taught to be prejudiced against yourself. It may be that you were pressured to succeed where love and approval were withheld from you unless you met some set of impossibly high standards. Or it may be that you were treated in a way that gave you the message that you weren't good enough, valued or cared about. Or perhaps you actually had plenty of positive nurturing experiences growing up, but one way or another, you still picked up the habit of being self-critical. Or of assuming the worst about yourself. Because one or more of the people in your life was very self-critical of themselves, perhaps. And the exact way you develop the habit doesn't matter so much. The important thing is that you've learned something, which means you can develop a new way of relating to yourself. You can unlearn that and change it. The reality is we only ever see the outside of other people. We see the faces they present to the world. Even the most seemingly professional, upstanding people experience pettiness, jealousy, doubts, regrets, and thoughts that they wouldn't want to broadcast to those around them. It's all part of the human experience. And it's why many comedy characters in films and shows have temper tantrums over petty things, trying to get their own back on someone who slighted them or driven by vanity and desire to improve their own standing. And those characters are so popular because they show the outside humans traits that poor people will normally try to keep hidden. So here's the truth. We all experience the highs and lows of being human. We all have our finest, proudest moments, as well as times we didn't enact our best. It's all part of growing and living and learning. But when a person feels bad, and it isn't about the evidence and it isn't logic, it's about negative attitude that was trained into you, an unconscious assumption that somehow you're a bad person or not good enough. And rather than trying logically to argue with that assumption, a deeply relaxing hypnosis that we do when you come and see me will help you change that feeling at the unconscious level and change that attitude towards yourself. So you're going to develop a natural, calmer, kinder, and more decent way of relating to yourself. And here's the other truth. Most people have got an inner critic in their head. And the inner critic is probably telling you no good. Perhaps you've tended to find it difficult to accept compliments about yourself. Or you've been habitually dwelling on mistakes you've made. Having low self-esteem is like a biased documentary maker who only makes films about the subjects of their documentaries when they're picking their nose or in a bad mood. And when you think about it, if you look at any great person's life, from Albert Einstein to Martin Luther King, and if you had film footage of their entire life to make a documentary about them, you could make them look absolutely terrible if you selected the right clips. You could just look for times when they offended someone, times when they were rude or they didn't want to give to charity. You could add ominous music in the background and show images of when they were tired or grumpy or having a bad day. And perhaps even interview people from the past who didn't like them. And by remembering and reliving your past mistakes, you're buying into a story that you're no good as a person. You're creating a terribly inaccurate, biased documentary of who you really are. It's like you've been performing a form of self-negative hypnosis on yourself. Don't worry, you're not the only one. We've all done this at times. And coming to see me will help you detach from that distorted story about yourself. Not to switch it for a rose-tinted, idealized view of yourself, but to develop a much more accurate, balanced and compassionate understanding of who you are and how much you're capable of a human being. Here's the truth. You're much more than you've been led to believe. You are, in fact, the light of this world. And I'll show you that you are. So, if you want to come and see me and help raise your self-worth and self-esteem, then please give me a call.